This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him, and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone from the ruler's house came and said, "Your daughter is dead. Don't trouble the teacher anymore." But Jesus, hearing this, answered him, "Do not fear, only believe, and she will be well." And when he came to the house, he allowed no one to enter with him except Peter and John and James and the father and mother of the child. All were weeping and mourning for her, but he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But taking her by the hand, he called, saying, "Child, arise." Her spirit returned. That's an important phrase. I want to underline it right now. Her spirit returned. If her spirit returned, it means her spirit had left her. She was dead. That's my point. She got up at once, and he directed that something should be given her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he charged them to tell no one what happened. When I was a youth minister in Florence, Kentucky, I was just 19 years old. I started as a weekend youth minister. The senior minister, Wally Rendell, you remember Wally, was on vacation in Oklahoma, where he was from. Wasn't anticipating having to do this, but I was confronted with the death of a 12-year-old girl in the congregation. I'm 19 years old, and I'm the minister that's there in town. And so, shocked to me, the family asked me to conduct a funeral, and I was real blunt with them. I've never done a funeral. I'm just the weekend youth minister. I'm just 19 years old. I've never done a funeral. And they said, "Would you think about it?" I said, "I'll think about it." But long story short, I did the funeral. It was probably the most difficult funeral I did, not only because it was my first funeral, but because it was with a 12-year-old girl. When you think about the age, in the Jewish tradition, a 12-year-old girl was in the beginning of womanhood. This was the beginning of her adult life. So the age is significant. It wasn't just an age, an arbitrary age that is thrown out. It's a 12-year-old who's on the beginning of womanhood. She's described as their only daughter. Jairus is the ruler of the synagogue. He's the president of the synagogue, as one commentator said it. He was the ruling leader or elder of the synagogue. And he comes to Jesus, and I want you to notice twice, both people that are sick in this story fall at the feet of Jesus. I want to say something that may be personal for you, but I really mean this. Sooner or later, every man, every woman in this room is going to have a fall at the feet of Jesus moment. You say, "What do you mean by that?" It means when you come to the end of your rope, psychologically or emotionally, you come to a place in your life where there's nothing else you can do. Nothing. Absolutely nothing else you can do but fall at the feet of Jesus. Let me tell you something. It's a holy moment when it happens in your life or mine. When you say, "There's nobody to turn to, Lord, but you. There's nobody to help me with this issue but you." And I want you to notice that Jairus, who's a very probably sophisticated man of his day, falls at the feet of Jesus and pleads with him. Wouldn't you love to hear the conversation? But we would know what it is. Help me.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.